Outdoor Living Unlimited puts cool stuff in your yard. Patios, decks, pergolas, outdoor kitchens, screen rooms, even in-ground pools. You dream it, we design it together, then Outdoor Living Unlimited installs it for you. OutdoorLivingUnlimited.com.
This is Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome into Experience Wisconsin. Hope you're having an absolutely fantastic weekend. Can you believe Halloween is almost here? I mean, my gosh, the end of October is almost here. We're like almost closing in on getting close to halfway through football season. I know, and it's a great time of year in Wisconsin. It's a really, really great time of year. We're going to spin you around a couple different places today on the show and introduce you to some cool things you can do before the really cold weather settles in. A little bit later on, the Northwoods. The Northwoods. Anything better than a bonfire in the Northwoods this time of year? We will head to Rhinelander. And then before we even get there, up next, it's Kenosha. Beautiful harbor, beautiful restaurants, beautiful downtown. We will go to Kenosha. It's Experience Wisconsin on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome into Experience Wisconsin. So glad that you are with us. Let's head to Kenosha, just a little bit south of Milwaukee. So many things to do there. Meredith Jamisco is the woman in charge of all their marketing, the PR director at Visit Kenosha. Meredith is with us today. Hey, Meredith, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about Fun 101, the 101 list in Kenosha. It's 101 ways to enjoy Kenosha. What's the list really all about?
It is right. It's a list of 101 things to see and do in the Kenosha area for $10 and under, and many are free. So we update it twice a year for fall, winter, and spring, summer. And it's part calendar, part seasonal activity guide with some recreation spots, attractions, and landmarks included. And if you're looking for fun on a budget or what to do during a day trip or overnight vacation to Kenosha, it is perfect. And this is the 30th list that we have put out.
Wow. This is cool. So quickly, what are the categories in the current edition?
Well, there are fall festivities and Halloween happenings, which is wrapping up just about now, and then fall in love with the outdoors, merry and bright holiday events, where to go for outdoor winter fun, what to do indoors, year-round sightseeing, and then more Kenosha fun.
All right. So under fall in love with the outdoors, this is so cool as fall is still with us here. What are some of the highlights?
Yes, Petrovine Springs Park is one of the best spots to see the colors. Mm-hmm. Perfect for a fall drive, hike, or a bike ride. Totally free to go to. We actually have more than 150 miles of dedicated bike lanes and signed routes in Kenosha County, so you can feel free to explore any of those. And then Hawthorne Hollow is a great spot. It's a 12-acre arboretum. They also have the woodlands of the Pike River Valley, prairies, gardens, and much more at this nonprofit that's located right across from UW Parkside. And, of course, we have disc golf courses, dog parks, everything you could want outdoors.
That is so, so cool. All right, indoor activities. It's starting to get chilly, especially at night a little bit. And you guys have really cool museums. The museum campus in Kenosha is really special. Let me ask you about a couple specific ones. Something cool at the Kenosha Public Museum through November. What's going on there?
Yes, there are two fiber art exhibitions by the award-winning artist and master weaver, Mary Burns. So she has the exhibit Woman and Water, Woven Portraits from Around the World, and it features portraits of women whose lives are deeply connected to water, so like conservationists and traditional water gatherers. And then her other exhibit is of 23 textiles that honor woman elders from each of Wisconsin's 12 Native American tribes. So very cool to see. The museum is free, and the exhibits are free as well.
Oh, my gosh. We like free. Free is really good. And right kind of in that same area is the Civil War Museum. This is really a little hidden gem. Tell us about what's going on right now at the Civil War Museum.
Exactly. Well, the special exhibit is free to go to. It's the Civil War Innovation and Technology exhibit that continues into March, and it explores the groundbreaking developments that reshaped medicine, transportation, communication, daily life, and warfare.
Wow.
So very interesting take. Yes. And while at the museum, you can also bring the kids to the free resource center. There they have a cool kid-sized cabin made out of giant Lincoln logs and many more fun activities as well to do there.
It's really, really cool. It's amazing the stuff that is going on there. It's just so fun, and there's other stuff to do indoors as well. Tell me about the History Center that's on the harbor on Simmons Island.
Yes, they explore Kenosha's early settlement, industrial, and automotive history there. So they take a look at the 108-year history of automobile manufacturing and engine assembly here. So they have a couple different incredible exhibits and a very awesome gift shop as well if you're doing holiday shopping. A lot of AMC merch available there.
Ooh, what a good idea. Meredith Jamisco's with us. The Anderson Art Center has something really cool that starts in mid-November. What's that?
Yes, it's their always popular annual winter juried show that they have on display at this historic mansion that was built in the 1920s. It's right next to Lake Michigan. And the show goes from November 16th through January 4th, and it partly overlaps with their big Christmas at Kemper event there as well. So it's free to go to the Anderson Arts Center. Of course, donations are always appreciated.
The Pritzker Military Museum and Library. I haven't been to this one, but it's on my list. What makes this place special?
Oh, my gosh, the stunning award-winning architecture of the building, for one thing. But they also have over 40,000 artifacts, over 65,000 book titles. So they share the stories of those who served to help citizens appreciate that relationship between the armed forces and the civilians whose freedoms they protect. So it's a very cool museum, just has opened within the last few years.
This is so cool. There's great food. There's great lodging. Downtown is right on the water. I really love what Kenosha's done with the downtown. What's the website, Meredith, if people want more information?
It is visitkenosha.com/fun101.
Fun101. You got to check it out. Meredith Jamisco is the PR director at Visit Kenosha. Great stuff as always. Thank you so much, Meredith.
Thank you.
Yes, you got it, of course. Up next, we head to the Northwoods, Rhinelander, when Experience Wisconsin continues.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back. Let's head north. Let's head to the Northwoods. What a beautiful time of year to get that sweater on and cuddle up in the Northwoods. Rachel Balin is the Director of Events and Strategic Initiatives at the Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce in the beautiful Northwoods. Hey, thank you so much for being with us, Rachel.
Thank you for having me.
Rhinelander, as we head deeper into the year, is such a beautiful place to be. Holiday season kickoffs and events are things people should get on their calendar. Let's start by asking and talking about the holiday craft markets in the area.
Absolutely. It really is something to see in northern Wisconsin. There's so many artisans that want to display what they do and sell what they do. We have on November 22nd, we've got the show and sell craft market at the junior high, which is absolutely huge. We take over the whole school. It's opening day of deer hunting season. Mm-hmm. And so all the people who aren't hunting typically come out and enjoy the day. And we've also got annual holiday artisan market at Art Start, and that's typically November 14th, and it's a Friday and Saturday, and that really showcases a lot of crafters and artisans mm-hmm. in the area, a lot of live music and things like that.
Tell us about the Downtown Holiday Open House.
So the Downtown Holiday Open House is an amazing weekend. It is November 21st through the 23rd. There's sales, there's specials, different businesses and retail establishments have refreshments. Businesses compete for best holiday storefront. So it really is something to see. It's kind of, you know, all the storefronts downtown are just set and ready to go and they want to show what they have. And it's really an amazing weekend for locals.
That sounds really fun, and Rhinelander is a great downtown. It's almost like stepping onto the set of a Hallmark movie.
It really is. The lights and the way that this town really comes together around the holiday seasons this time of year is really phenomenal. There's string lights downtown, and there's Christmas lights all over, of course. Here in the Northwoods, we actually have some of the largest Christmas lights displays. Lights of the Northwoods is a nonprofit organization, and they really take over Hodag Park, or they have a million lights, I should say, between strings and displays throughout end of November into December. They've got activities on the weekends with Santa and fire pits and things like that. And of course, they have, and you don't find this all the time, but we have fireworks on New Year's Day night. Yeah, so it really is, you know, a lot of fun nighttime activities to see the Pioneer Park Historical Complex. They have a train, an actual retired train on display, and it is completely covered with lights. So it's incredible to see. There's also a tree lighting at Stevensport Square, and that'll take place on November 29th, right after Thanksgiving. And there's hot chocolate and cookies, and Santa will be there, and that's a completely free event and just so much fun for visitors and locals.
Hey, let's take it inside. What's going on with the local art galleries?
There's a lot there to see also toward the end of November into January. There's a couple of different shows at an organization in town called Art Start, where they have a couple different galleries. They have two different shows during that time. One is called With Age Comes Lines, and there's an artist that really showcases the changing environment, which is fun. During that time, there's another display at that same location called Nature Photographs, which is always great. We have a technical college in town called Nicolay College, and they have an art gallery. The end of October into November, they have what's called the Master of Fine Art Show. He's a painter, and he's got mixed media art and explores connections between urban disorder and collage and different things like that. So there's a lot of different things to see if you are an arts fan.
Restaurants, breweries, cozy cafes, you guys have that covered too, don't you?
Absolutely. So we have amazing restaurants here. Brown Street 151 or the Rhinelander Cafe and Pub are a couple of options downtown, which really give an upscale feel, but, you know, it's got a lot of history with the buildings as well. And then, of course, we have our supper clubs. One of my favorites is the Fireside right on Town Lion Lake. So you have a great view of the lake, and you can get the sunset there. And then they have just amazing food and great old fashions and, of course, the Friday Fish Fries.
Everybody likes a Friday Fish Fry. Give us a couple nice lodging options if people want to make a weekend out of it.
Sure. So we have numerous cabins and resorts. Merrydale Resort is some great options. There's large and small cabins, kind of depending on whatever you like. Oak and Bucket Resort is a great option. Holiday Acres Resort is also very versatile because they have hotel rooms, they have cabins, they also have a Three Coins restaurant, which has a very log cabin-y feel about it, and just the nostalgia of it is wonderful.
There's a lot of great stuff. For more information, to check it all out, including lodging, dining, all of that stuff, what's the website people should look at?
Sure. It's RhinelanderChamber.com.
Rachel Balin is with the Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce. Rachel, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us. Have a great day.
Oh, yeah. You got it. You have a great day, too. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
All right. What a great Wisconsin weekend. Thanks for making Experience Wisconsin part of your weekend experience. Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, we talk to Travel Wisconsin. Sometimes it's Ann Sayers, sometimes it's somebody else. This week it was Logan Rogie.
Time now for Travel Wisconsin on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, sponsored by TravelWisconsin.com. We have with us Logan Rogie with Travel Wisconsin. Logan, thanks for joining us. We're going to talk about splendid supper clubs.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm so excited to join the program and talk about such a fun Wisconsin topic today. You know, supper clubs, they're just all about enjoying good food and good drinks with good company. And we have some fun ones to share about today.
Okay, so there's a lot of multi-generational supper clubs in a specific county.
Yeah, we're talking Calumet County. There is a huge concentration of supper clubs here, and one of the most beloved dining destinations is at Schwartz's Supper Club. So this is a family-owned establishment, and they've been operating in the small town of St. Anna for over 65 years. Many of their employees, too, they are second and third generation employees of Schwartz's Supper Club. So it really kind of shows that loyalty and love for the business. The restaurant, they were even shouted out in Forbes recently as a top dining destination in Wisconsin. So, you know, whether you are a regular or a first-time visitor, you are going to be treated like family from the moment you walk in. In classic supper club tradition, Schwartz's doesn't take reservations. So the bar is going to open slightly before dinner service for those pre-meal cocktails. And then when you're seated, you are going to be greeted with that dinner salad, the relish tray, bun basket, all the essentials at the table. And they have those familiar favorites like prime rib, racks of rib, seafood, and of course, the famous jumbo onion rings at Schwartz's Supper Club.
What's so awesome, Logan, about supper clubs is how ancient some of them are. And I use that term affectionately, you know, like you said, when there's three generations or more that have been leading it. But that idea of a fresh spin on a supper club classic. That's what's making the Harvey House in Madison so special.
Exactly. This is a fun one. If you haven't heard of it, it's the Harvey House, and they have been praised by national outlets. I'm talking places like Food and Wine, Afar, Esquire, and even the New York Times. You might actually have seen the Harvey House last year. They were featured on the Wisconsin season of Bravo's Top Chef. Such a fun episode. Check it out. But the Harvey House, they are honoring the traditions of a supper club, and they're putting that modern twist on the culinary experience. The restaurant, it's inside a beautifully renovated former train station, and their open concept kitchen really draws you into the action. So you can begin your meal with an appetizer like a chicken liver mousse or smoked kielbasa in a blanket, and then those main dishes, they're contemporary takes on the continental cuisine that is honoring our Midwestern roots. I had the pleasure of dining here a couple years ago. It's well worth the visit.
We have Logan Rogge here with Travel Wisconsin. Logan, there's also some supper clubs with some beautiful views.
One great one to check out is Garmisch Resort. This is up in Bayfield County. It's located in Cable, and it's right on the shores of Namekagon Lake. So talk about beautiful views. It's a full-service dining room and bar, and it really wows visitors. You know, that dining room, it has this cozy Northwoods ambiance, and I'd highly recommend visiting in the holidays. The space, it's transformed into almost like a Hallmark-like spectacle, twinkling lights, decorations, garlands. The menu, too, at Garmisch, they are known for their German specialties, so you can sample a little bit of everything with that Garmisch combination platter, or go with some of their other house favorites. That's things like honey fried chicken, brandied pork currant, tenderloins. And of course, they have the Friday fish fry. They do it all you can eat style. And then finish that meal off with a dessert like a German chocolate cake or that Garmisch grasshopper.
Logan, is there one particular place you can go? Because there are hundreds of these, right? They're all over the state, all over the place, and they're fantastic. Is there one place where you can kind of go to help find them, to help find that hidden gem, or to see a new one, or maybe revisit one you forgot about?
Yeah, supper clubs, you know, they are synonymous with Wisconsin. We're home to more than 250 locations. It can be a little overwhelming sometimes to choose just what one to visit. But Travel Wisconsin, we are here to help you discover your next favorite. We actually have a supper club landing page on our website for you to see all of them listed. You can browse articles that are about supper clubs along scenic fall drives, ones with unique appetizers, and those that are serving some of those fantastic family recipes. Check out all those resources at travelwisconsin.com.
Logan Rogge, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Will we have you next week too, or no?
It'll either be me or my colleague, but we'll have a fun topic in store to talk about.
Exciting. Start your fall getaway at travelwisconsin.com. Logan, thank you.
Thanks again.
Love those conversations. It's always cool. Go to travelwisconsin.com. Great interactive website. For more stuff on our show, it's WTMJ.com. You can also catch the podcast. I'm John Mercure. I'll be back next weekend for another edition of Experience Wisconsin.